Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yod Aleph, dangerously close to the end. Taking him to the top of the page, second line, Tanu Rabbanan, Hamanasik Shlosha, Lugan Yain, Bechutz Chayev. Someone goes ahead and they pour three lug of wine outside of the Bis Hamikdash, you're going to be Chayev. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Vahu Shekitchan Mekli, it's only if it was Mekudash, it was already consecrated in the Kli. My man, what's the difference between them? Omer Vadar, Yitzhak. Well, he said, "Umbar of Yitzchak Beirutse Midos Sigmanah." The difference to him is the overflow of Midos of measuring Kalim, of measuring Klees, is the difference between them. Rashi explains that means Mashetzaf Al Sfasa Kli. That's what's floating on the top of the Kli. You know, when you measure out water, liquid, it can go to a point, and then you go a little more, it gets like a little elevation there, like a dome-like thing. The question is whether that stuff is considered consecrated as well. The Tanna Kamma holds that it becomes mukadash. So one who gathers three lug of the overflow and pours it outside is going to be chayev. And Rabbi Shimon holds that only the wine that's actually in the kli becomes mukadash. One who pours wine that overflowed is not going to be chayev. So Rabbi Lazar therefore says that one is chayev only if the wine he poured was consecrated in a kli. Rava Breda Rabba Amar Karvu Nisachim Bibame Kibinayu. The difference between them is when you went ahead and whether the Nisachim were offered on a bama, a private one. That's going to be the difference. That's going to be the closest to them. And that is according to Rabbi, the Chumra of Elazar, Rabbi Shimon arguing as to whether it's necessary for the Nisachim of the Ayin to be Muktash and a Klisharis in order to make somebody Chayev for pouring them outside. Rabbi Elazar says that one that they must be Muktash, or the Chum say they do not need to be. So Rabbi therefore says that it's about this question that this is a machlokas. Now, however, even the machlokas about the libations on a private bamas is itself dependent on a third machlokas, whether nisachim were offered during the time when the yidden were wandering in the midbar, like we saw earlier, like we're going to see now. This machlokas is really all wrapped up in the other machlokas. The time within the baris, a private bama does not need that it has nisachim. Come along with it. The Rebbe, does need nisachim. So Belazar Reb Shimon agrees with Rebbe, but the Tanna Kamma agrees with the Chachamim. The Hani Tani Kani Tani. This machlokas is like the other ones. The time within the baris. Kisavau. The pasuk says that when you're going to come into the land of Israel, la'atina nisachim bebama gedola kazam davar, it's to require the nisachim on a bama gedola, on a major bama. The pasuk is talking about ata omer bebama gedola. You're talking about that. Oina afilu bama ketana, even a bama ketana. Kishu omer el eretz asher, el eretz moshesechem asher nisein lechem. It's talking about a bama that's used by everyone. As the pasuk's talking about, it means a bama gedola. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. When you're going to come into the land, Latina nesachem v'bama ketana, because Rami is saying in Nisim, even a bama ketana needs nesachem. Atam bama ketana, we know the bama gedola. Kishuama el eretz moshoseichem. When it says to the land of your dwellings, Harei bama hano heges v'chol moshavos akas medaber. It's clear that it's talking about a bama in reference to a bama used in all of your dwellings, the pasuk's talking about over here, right? A bama ketana. So machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim is about nisachim on a bama ketana. That's a machlokes of Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Kiva. Kishetim salomar. When you really break it down, you're going to see l'divrei Rebbe Shmuel lo karvin nisachim b'midbar. According to Rebbe Shmuel, there were no nisachim that were brought in the midbar. L'divrei Rebbe Kiva karvin nisachim b'midbar. They did bring nisachim in the midbar. Says the next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Shiyari Hadam Shekriv Mechutz Chayev, the leftover dam that he brought up outside, you're going to be Chayev. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Rabbi Nechemya, Kedivrei Omer Shirayim Ma'akvin. Rabbi Nechemya, he taught this din according to the person, to the opinion that says that Shirayim of Dam are Ma'akiv, right, in order for the carbon to work. And therefore, he says that when he brings him outside, it's going to be Chayev. May Svifek the Gemara, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Shiyari Hadam Shekriv Mechutz Chayev, Rabbi Akiva, Valosh. sherei adam, sherei mitzvahim? Aren't they just leftovers of mitzvah? In other words, they're not ma'akev. And therefore, you're not going to be chai for bringing them outside. Amar lo, he says back to me, varm of dar milchicho. The limbs and the fats of a carbon are going to prove to you that you're going to be chai. Shein sherei mitzvah. Yeah, that's leftover of the mitzvah. And yet somebody who brings him outside will be chayev. So must be a chayev even for things that are not ma'akev. Omer lo, he said to him, says Rabbi Kiva back, lo imamarta lo. Imamarta be'ivar v'darm shein t'chilat zavoda. If you're going to say about the limbs of the fats, his burning is the start of the new avoda. Tom b'sharei adam shein t'chilat zavoda. You can say about the shalom, it's not the beginning of a avoda. It's just leftover of the avoda of throwing the dam. Since it's not a avoda at all, in its own right, one shouldn't be chayev for doing it outside. V'im Isan, if every chemio really holds that the pouring of the blood of the shiurei adam is me'akev, right, it's necessary in order for the carbon to be good, lemalei, then let him say to Rabbi Akiva, hani nami makve, that the shiurei adam that's poured in the mizbeach and the base of the mizbeach are also me'akev, they're necessary. Since he doesn't give us this answer, he obviously holds that the pouring of the dam is not something which is actually necessary to Yufta. Now the Rada Bar Ava says that the machlokas, whether pouring the dam, the shiurei dam, is essential, is only in reference to the shiurei dam of the inner chatas. According to the outer ones, it's definitely not ma'akev. That we can answer that when Rabbi Chemi said in the Mishnah, one is going to be chai for pouring dam shiurei dam, he's talking about that of the panimium one. Kitanya hi b'shar mechitonim, and that when the Brisa says that was the Brisa's teaching is in reference to the shiurei of the chitzoni, of the outer one. Since Rabbi Chemi's din in the Mishnah is about the shiurei dam of the inner chatas, Rabbi Chemi is correct when he says that the reason for this din is that the pouring of this stuff is essential for it to be valid. Iachis is going, if it's really true that the Mishnah is talking about the inner chatos and the Brisa is talking about the outer one, so Nehemalei, let him just say to Akiva, ki amri anna bepinimim, Akiva lo yada maika amr, Rabbi Nechemia, who sava Rabbi Nechemia, shirayim chisodim amr, v'kamahadele shirayim. Okay, really Rashi takes these words out. Iachi Nehemalei, ki amri anna bepinimim. When I said that one is going to be chai for pouring the dam, the shiurei dam outside, it's only about the inner chatos, not the outer one. And since Rabbi Chemia doesn't give this answer, it clearly doesn't make a distinction between the shiurei dam of the inner chatos and the ones of the outer chatos. Eluludavar of the Rabbi Akiva Kamar. Rather, Rabbi Chemia only said this in a reference, in the response to the words of Rabbi Akiva, but he himself holds that the shiurei dam are essential. Rabbi Yochanan's statement is therefore correct. We are good.
Zuck the next Halig Mishnah. Hamalik is el pifnim. Someone is Malika inside, the hella bechutz, and then he goes in, he's Maila upstairs outside, Chayev, Malik bechutz, the hella bechutz. Potter, it's a Malik outside, and he brings it up outside, then he's going to be Potter. Hashokhan is el pifnim, the hella bechutz, Potter, the shchite inside, because that's not how it's done, is Maila upside. He's going to be Potter. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Yud Aleph Omid Beis. Shachar b'chutz v'hel b'chutz chayev. But if he does shchit outside and he's mylit upside, he's going to be chayev. Ooh, that is a plea to gazach over there. Rashi says, afala Allah, even on that, Rashi shchita b'chutz ba'of, Rabbi Rachmana, that's going to be included. Rashi goes on to explain where we learn that from. Now, Nimsa, back in the Mishnah. So it comes out that derech echshero b'fnim peturo b'chutz. That if it's done the way of the bird's echshera, that it's done properly, i.e. malika, is going to be, someone's going to pat it outside. Derech echshera b'chutz, p'tur b'fnim, it's in the flip. Rav Shimon Omer, kol shechayev b'alav b'chutz, anything that you can be chayev for doing it, when the shechita, the malika, is done outside, chayevim al kayotze b'fnim shehel b'chutz. You're also going to be chayev for the equivalent whose initial avoda was done inside and which is then brought outside. Chutz min ha-shochet b'fnim o'mal b'chutz. Except for the case of someone who does a shechita on the bird inside and then brings it up outside, which is not chayev for halah, although it should have been had the shechita been done outside. Zok de Heilige Gemara, Heilige Gemara, wow. Hayach Shero is in the Shechita outside the bird's manner of validity. Chiyuvo hu. It's It's
since a bird of kachim is not going to be good through shchita outside, the Mishnah can't say that shchita done outside is the way of its hechshero. What the Mishnah can say is that a shchita is the bird's way of chiyav outside, because someone who does shchita upon it is going to be chayav for then going and bringing it up. So it says, Gemara, okay, nechayami, tenei chiyuvah, just switch the lashon to chiyuvah. Rabbi Shimon, next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says, ahecha kai, to which part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon talking about? Elim Arishakai, if you want to say that he's talking about the first part of the Mishnah, which says that a malikofa b'fnim behela b'chutz chayav, if someone has a malika on a bird inside the Beis HaMikdash and then brings it up outside, it's going to be chayav. Malik b'chutz behela b'chutz pater. But if you perform the malika outside and then he brought it up outside, it's not going to be chayav. Va'amale Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon then saying back to it, ki heichi d'fnim mechayav b'chutz nami mechayav, just like someone who does malika on a bird inside becomes chayav for bringing up that bird outside, so too someone who performs malika outside is going to be chayav for doing it, bringing it up outside also. Hi, kol shechayav malav b'chutz, kol shechayav malav b'fnim b'yalei. Then when it says anything that's chayav outside, it should have said anything that's chayav inside, because according to this pshat, Rabbi Shimon is equating the chiyav for bringing up a bird, being maila a bird that did malika outside, when the chiyav for one that underwent malika inside. So as the Gemara, ela ki hechi debachutz lo mechayav b'fim nami lo mechayav, hai kol she'ein chayav malav chutz mi ba'ilei. So maybe you want to say that Rabbi Shimon is actually, it's going with what the Tanakhama said. It refers to Malika then outside, and he's saying that just like someone does Malika on a carbon on a bird outside, doesn't become chayav for bringing it up, so too somebody does Malika inside, was that Malika, and then brings up the bird outside, doesn't become chayav for bringing it up. But that can't be, because if that would be the case, then hai kol she'ein chayav v'la b'chutz mi'ba'ilei. Then Rav Shimon should have said like the following: any carbon which is not chayiv for being brought up when its initial avoda was done outside, because according to this pshat, Rav Shimon is now equating the ptor for bringing up a carbon bird that underwent malika inside with the ptor for offering this bird that went that malika outside. Ella asefakai. Rather. Maybe you want to say that Rav Shimon is talking about the second part of the Mishnah that says, Ashochit of Bifnim, someone is shchita on the bird inside. The Hele Bechutz, Pater. Then it brings it outside, it's going to be Pater. Shochit Bechutz, if it's shchita outside, the Hele Bechutz, Chayev. V'amal Rav Shimon on that, Rav Shimon is saying, Kehechit Bifnim lo Bechayev, Bechutz, not Melechav, just not inside, not outside, also not. Hi, but if that's the case, then it should say, Hi, Kol She'in Chayav in Mibayeli. It should say, any carbon, which one is not going to be chayev for bringing it up? Ella, let's try again. Maybe you want to say that Rav Shimon actually is talking about the Tanakhama statement about shchita done outside. And what's he saying? Ki hechi debachutz mechayev bifnim. Not mechayev, just like it's chayev for outside. Some of the shchita on the bird outside, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be chayev for bringing it up outside. So too, one who does shchita inside is going to be chayev for bringing it outside. Hakatani can't be, because we learned the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said, the chutz min ha-shochet b'fnim v'mal ha-chutz, except for somebody, the shchita on the bird inside and brings up outside. That's the case Rabbi Shimon is excluding from his din. It's certainly not the case in reference to where he says the rule. Okay. So Rabbi Shimon can't be talking about either one of the Tanakhama's two dinim in the Mishnah, the tzvah dinim. The Gemara now tries, learns out another din of the Tanakhama. Amar Zairi, shchitas behema b'layla ikabinayu. The case of a shchita of an animal at night is the machlokas between the Rav Shimon and Tanakhama. V'alch gam, as he means to say, v'cheina shochet behema b'fnim b'layla v'hela b'chutz pater. So too, let's say someone who does shchita on an animal inside, but he does it at night, and then he brings it up outside, he's not going to be chayev. If he goes and he brings it up, shochet b'chutz b'layla v'hela b'chutz b'chayev. But if he goes and shchita outside b'chutz at night, and then he offers it up outside, then he's going to be chayiv. Rav Shimon Omer, kol shechayiv malav b'chutz, says anything, someone's going to be chayiv for bringing it up outside when its initial vote was done outside, chayiv al kayotze bo b'fnim b'hel b'chutz. He's going to also be chayiv, similar, equivalent to someone whose initial vote was done inside and then was offered up outside. Chutz min ha-shochet of b'fnim b'hel b'chutz, except for the case of someone who shchit on a bird inside and offers it up outside. Right, because Rav Shimon is masking with the comment that in the case of kachem of the oaf, that the shechita inside, one's not chai for bringing it up outside, since a bird, this type of bird doesn't have even the evid, it's not going to work on the mizbeach. The reason for this is that since the bird needs to be done through malika, doing shechita on it is nothing. The shechita doesn't do anything for it over there. One, therefore, is not going to become chai for bringing it up outside. Rava Amar, Rava gives another answer. Kabbalah b'kli chol ikabenayu. A case of receiving the dam in a kli that's not consecrated as a machlok sinu b'shim in the Tanakhama. V'halchem is meant to say. V'chein makabel b'kli chol b'fnim v'hele b'chutz patav. You take a kli chol, it's not a kli sharis. You makabel inside, you bring it up outside, you're not going to be chai. V'makabel b'kli chol b'chutz. Hella b'chutz chayv, but if everything's outside, then it's going to be chayv. Rav Shimon Omer, kosh chayv mala b'chutz, then you chayv on the outside, chayv mal kiyotz b'fnim b'hella b'chutz. It's going to be chayv for the equivalent of it. It's on the inside and it's brought up outside. Chutz ben ashochet op b'fnim b'hella b'chutz, so you're not going to be chayv. Hashad asi avu de Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Now that the Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, the father of avu the Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, taught this idea that hamalik op b'fnim b'hella b'chutz chayv, that someone goes ahead and does malika in the oaf inside and brings it up outside, he's chayav. Malik b'chutz v'hele b'chutz pater. But if he did malika outside and brought up outside, he's going to be pater. Rishim chayav. Rishim says he's going to be chayav. Bring up the bird outside, even though malika was on inside. Rishim and hasam kai. We can say that Rishim in our Mishnah is actually referring to that, to the first statement. Utani, and therefore we say the following. Kol shechayav malav b'fnim v'hele b'chutz chayav malav b'chutz. Any carbon that one is going to be chayav for bringing up when it's the first avodah was done inside, he then brought it up outside when it's going to be chayav also for bringing it when its initial avodah was done outside, and then he offered it up outside. Zok the next day, Mishnah, chatas shekibal dama b'kos echad. Let's say you have a chatas, and you receive the dam in one cup. Nasam b'chos v'chosam nasam b'frim. If you applied some of the blood on the mizbeach outside, then some of it on the mizbeach inside, or vice versa. Chayv is chayv. Shekula roi b'fnim, because all of it is roi to be brought inside. Kibel dama. What happens if he was mekabel? He's mekabel the dam. And b'shtei kosos, not in one cup, but in two cups. Nasan shneim b'fnim pater, and he put both of them inside. He's not going to be chayav. Shneim b'chutz chayav. Two outside, he's going to be chayav. Echad b'fnim b'chutz pater. Echad b'chutz. If he puts the first dam, the dam of one cup inside, then he causes the blood of the second one to become what's called dichoy, and it can't be brought into his mizbeach. Therefore, he's not going to be chayav for pouring outside. Even according to the Chemya, one is chayav only for pouring the shirayim outside. That's the dam of a single cup. The second cup, though, becomes rejected when the first one is given. Echad b'chutz b'fnim, if you put one outside and one inside, chayav alechitzon v'apnim mechaper, is chayav on the first one, the outside one, is going to be chayav, and the second one is going to be mechaper. Lama adavidom, what's it going to bear to? Lama afish chatos v'avda v'yifish achesh tachtel. You set up beside the chatos, it gets lost, you set up another one, v'achach mizis rishon, you find the first one, v'arishteim omdos, both of them are sitting right there and ready to go. Shachat shteim b'fnim, pater, you shach both of them inside, you're going to be pater. Shteim b'chutz chayav. To outside you chayev. Achas b'fnim, achas b'chutz, pater. Achas b'chutz, achas b'fnim, the flip way, then chayev al-chitzon, v'apnim v'chaper, he's chayev in the outside one, and the inside one is going to be v'chaper. Kishem, shedama, potes, v'sara, just like the dam of the first chatas is going to pater its meat from the din of Mila. Kach, ki poteres as b'sar chavertes, so too it exempts the meat of its chaver. So not only is it for the kohanim, it's totally good, it's now mutter to the Kohanim, the Isser of Me'ilah is also moved in reference to the Yisroel as well. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish y'all a great, great day.